Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Sacramento, California. Hello.
Larry King, I want to commend you on your choice of suspenders tonight.
It is black.
I know it. That's quality, though. This money that belongs to the Iraqi people, can they get that back from Saddam? And are we going to get Don and Mike on the Armed Forces radio over in Iraq?
Good question. That's a good question. Nick, I'm sorry, Nick. Christopher, can they get the money some way to send that money back to the people? He probably took it from them.
The Don and Mike Show.
You kind of lost your place there, Larry.
Larry. Handle a hungry man with the Don and Mike Show.
That's right. Tomorrow on the show. Indeed. JB from the CBS NFL show.
And you have the tape, right?
Yes. We have James Brown saying indeed 11 times during last week's CBS pregame show.
He'll be delighted to come back on the show with that.
Yeah. And also that I mentioned to you when Janet was in Subway that she saw a placard that I guess they told Rob this. She called me from Subway and she said, I'm buying our subs and I see a sign that says win a trip to the Super Bowl, and at the bottom of the sign is a picture of James Brown, and it's got like the comic book thing coming out of his mouth, and it says, I'm James Brown. Win dinner with me.
We'll have to ask him about that.
So that's tomorrow on the show.
Yeah. It will be a fine dinner indeed.
Plus, we'll get all of our fantasy stuff out of the way, not only from last week, but for the week coming up. That'll be on tomorrow's episode.
Yeah. I think really, you know, since we haven't gotten to it this far, we can probably just look forward to next week.
0-3 says what?
Oh, dear.
And tomorrow we're giving away $500 with Naked Cruelty, or as they like us to call it now, Naked Honesty.
Oh.
Naked Honesty.
That's the new politically correct version of the Naked Cruelty.
Right, the Naked Cruelty.
Right.
But first, here's the setup. Wigs for babies.
That's funny right there.
Here is your toupee. A man in Santa Barbara, California, has created a line of wigs for babies who will surely have hell to pay, it says.
Hmm. Now, why will they have hell to pay?
Hell to pay.
Oh, hell to... You know what? That's designed for your brain. That joke is designed for your brain.
I get jokes.
Hell toupee.
Okay. Anyway. Of course, Mike and I have to step aside for a moment, and Larry are coming in to talk to this guy.
No two better people to interview
this
guy.
Christmas party is getting a little too quiet. I think it's time we liven it up with...
What was that? That's Mr. Microphone.
Christmas party is getting a little too quiet. I think it's time we liven it up with my favorite Christmas gift, Mr. Microphone.
Hey, what's that?
Well, you set the dial on your FM radio and... Testing.
I'm on the radio.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Live from Washington, D.C., it's the Larry King Show. King Show features interviews with interesting guests from around the world and telephone calls from across North America. It's a presentation of the Mutual Broadcasting System. And now, the host of the program, here's Larry.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Larry.
I'm Larry, and you're listening to Larry King Show.
Anderson Cooper 360 follows us tonight. I asked Clay Aiken last night if he's Gary.
You gay, Clay?
I asked him that. That rhymes.
You didn't answer.
Gay, Clay.
Why do they hide?
Play, slay.
Folks, this is Lay King. Last night, Clay Aiken refused to answer the question about whether or not he was gay.
May. Dance around the maypole.
Maypole. Why do they call it a maypole? You know, you want to know a good breakfast cereal? Maypole. Maypole.
Maypole.
You ever eat maypole?
I've eaten maypole. It's good stuff. You know who I like?
I ain't going to dance.
I like Mrs. Butterworth.
Oh, Mrs. Butterworth. She got a great, great head on her shoulders.
I like screwing the top off her head.
Man, that was good stuff. Thick.
Pour out on my flapjacks.
What made it so thick, the Mrs. Butterworth? Do you like it on the... What do you like, waffles, brother, or did you like pancakes?
Yes. Yes and yes and yes and yes. But I'm thinking of more now than...
Where are the
breakfast.
Waffles? That's what I used to say when my brother and I would have breakfast.
Breakfast.
Where are the waffles? I need the waffles.
Gladys Zeiger. My mother, Gladys.
Gladys Zeiger.
Gladys Zeiger.
She never made homemade. She always bought the frozen.
We would always get matzo ball soup.
Matzo ball soup.
For breakfast.
Yes.
Breakfast.
That was made by our aunt, Sophie Zeiger. Sophie Zeiger made a great bowl of matzo soup. Matzo bowl.
Hi, folks. This is Lay King.
Hi, and I'm Lay King.
As you know, Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise had baby.
Yeah, they came. They got a name out of a book.
Why? They named the baby Subaru. And the baby Subaru.
Yeah.
Had a full head of hair. I saw this.
I saw the pictures.
Looked like one of the mop tops.
Yeah, I saw the pictures. They had a great baby with a great head of hair.
Now I look at that and I said, you know, that baby Chevrolet, whatever the baby's name is.
You know what you do for that baby?
That baby's got a toupee on.
You know what you do for that baby?
What do you do?
Buy it a dog. Babies like dogs, right? We got an interview coming up, don't we? We don't need it, do we?
Diaper rash is bad, right?
Gets red and irritated on your thighs. I got it. I'm not a baby.
Diaper rash, not for babies.
Right.
I wear adult diapers.
Sure.
And babies wear baby diapers. Do middle people wear middle diapers?
I don't think so. I think we got to wear them because of our advanced age. And, you know, it's the number one has the acidity.
You ever wear your adult diaper, brother, like I do just because I'm lazy?
Sure.
I'm sitting in my chair. I'm driving in my car. I think, why stop?
Well, you know, the restroom facilities at CNN are just down the hallway, and I really don't have time, so they're more convenient just to wear the diaper.
Anderson Cooper leaves a crawler every night in the CNN men's room. He follows our show tonight, Anderson Cooper 360.
He'll be talking about the issues of the day. We'll be talking about Anna Nicole Smith, guilty or not.
Let's welcome now to the show from Santa Barbara, California, home of former President Ronald Reagan.
Good guy. Interviewed him a number of times, along with Ross Perot. Put me on the map.
Good guy. We all remember towards the end, though. Yeah. He looked at a tree and said it was a book.
He lost it.
I said, Ronnie.
Lost it for a while.
I said, Ronnie. It was a tree. He said, Larry, it's a book.
But I'll tell you always, Nancy Reagan, good gal.
She's hell in bed. I'll tell you that.
Whoa. Brother.
I wasn't supposed to mention that.
Whoa.
We
wow, you're in trouble now, boy.
The Zyga boys.
Yeah.
Tag team.
I want to thank Nancy everybody Reagan. That tuned in to the telethon and watched me. I did a great job.
You're the next Maddie, right?
You're the next Maddie, right? You the one?
Here's the guy on the phone.
It's Graham Farrar.
Hello, Graham.
Hi, Graham.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
I'm fine. My brother's fine. My name's Larry.
I'm Larry, too. First question, why does a baby need a wig?
You make baby wigs.
Why?
Yeah,
why?
Babies need wigs because they're bald. You ever seen a baby? They got a cue ball head.
Well, they're cue ball bald, but they grow their hair later on, right?
Yeah, but think about the insecurity, the lack of self-esteem.
Now, to make a baby, let me make sure I got this right. You got the squiggly thing that swims upstream, right?
That's the tadpole.
Now, here's a question for your brother.
Sure.
I'm watching that movie.
Yeah.
Donkey 2. What's the movie we just saw last night, brother?
Jackass.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where they run into walls.
They're drinking the stuff that I'm talking about. Except it comes from a horse, the stuff that makes babies.
Now, does that mean they're going to have a horse? Could the men have a horse? Could it get in there and do that?
Would you make a toupee for a horse? Go!
Yeah, I'd make a toupee for anything.
How would that work? Tell us how that would work.
Well, we'd have to get a big toupee. I mean, maybe we could get like a zebra toupee or maybe like a little unicorn.
Graham,
horn.
Do you make your toupees out of real hair or is it synthetic? Like, you know, you get in a drugstore.
Now we get them from kids who have cancer, and because the hair falls out really easy that way.
I thought that was for people that were going through.
That's now let me just say, cancer's bad, right?
That's a cancer.
Cancer's bad, right?
Yeah, I think it's a bad thing.
So what you're doing is you're taking cancer kids' hair. It is kind of creepy. you got a crawl space?
Was that a joke?
Yeah, no, that was a joke. They're actually made over in China by toddlers.
Is that another joke?
I guess he's trying to make a joke, but why? We're still trying to get to... We're talking with Graham Farrar. He makes toupees for babies, and we don't know why.
Yeah, they're made out of synthetic hair. They're made overseas in China, and then they ship them to us.
How much do they cost?
The toupees are $29.99.
Whoa!
Expensive, brother.
Way out of my league.
When Chris Hansen walked in, what'd you do? When Dateline cameras first... We're talking to Graham Farrar.
He makes baby toupees.
Who was nailed recently on Dateline NBC. He is a child predator. When the cameras came in, what did you think? You just walk out of that place?
No, I grabbed my toupees. I huddled around with them and I dressed.
Ugly Betty! I think it's a laugh riot.
Good show.
Ugly Betty, that's tonight.
You know, the girl's not really that ugly. I looked at her. She wears makeup and glasses to make
her
look
ugly. They make her ugly.
They make her look ugly. What do you think, Graham?
Ugly's bad, right?
Ugly's definitely bad. I'm not a fan of
her. She's a little fat. She's a little fat. Do the toupees look better on fat babies?
The Bob Marley one looks pretty good on a fat baby. You get a fat baby if it's had too much to
do
drink.
Do you have babies? Go.
Yeah, I got one. I got a six-month-old, and she's actually the model for most of our pictures on our website.
Is it an adult website?
Not yet.
Are you one of those creeps?
No,
they're taking pictures of your daughter, put it on the web.
Besides,
why they call it a web? I mean, did Charlotte have something to do with that, or was it Spidey?
I thought it was outdoor.
Why is it a web?
Do you make a lot of money with your toupees for babies?
No, they're doing great. We've had 500,000 hits on our website.
What do you eat for breakfast on an average day? What's your favorite breakfast?
My brother and I were talking about waffles.
We like waffles and pancakes.
I love waffles. I love breakfast. It's my favorite meal. I'll eat anything that's sweet.
You'll eat anything what?
Anything that's sweet. Waffles,
you're diabetic?
Danish.
Are you a diabetic?
Not yet, but I might be soon.
Here's a question for you.
What do you like that's sweet?
I like donuts. I like waffles. I like crepes.
What is the difference between Beatrice Arthur and an old shoe?
There's the answer.
What is the difference between Beatrice Arthur and an old shoe?
Would you like to know, Graham?
Is it nothing?
You could eat an old shoe if you had to.
Whoa! That's the gag.
Now, can I tell you something? Hi, folks. It's Lay King.
And I'm Lay King. Graham Farrar is talking about baby toupees.
I never really got that joke. They write it down for me, and I tell you the joke. I don't get it. My brother doesn't get it. Can you explain that joke?
Yeah, the straight line, let's get this right, is what's the difference between Beatrice Arthur and an old shoe?
And it's, you could eat an old shoe if you had to.
And that's the punchline. Graham, do you get it?
I guess I wouldn't want to eat Beatrice Arthur. So maybe no. I don't think I get it.
Oh, wait a minute. I just got it. We both do that, brother. You know what he's talking about?
Cannibalism, brother.
Whoa, that's bad. You put them in a pot with sticks underneath and light it on fire and boil them.
Here's another one.
Yeah.
What's the difference between an oral and rectal thermometer?
The taste.
What's funny?
I don't get it.
Why is that funny? Have you ever thought about making a toupee that's also a rectal thermometer?
No, but it's not a bad idea.
I know it's not. A great idea.
What do you do for
maybe
lunch?
Maybe we could do like a landing strip instead.
You like High Line?
High
Line? I like Miami Vice. I was big in Miami. I was,
for sure. I was, do not like High Line.
I was big in Miami.
If you wanted to find Lay King, of course, you'd look for us at the Fronton. Have you ever been to a Fronton?
No, I never
been. High Line Fronton?
I'd like to, though.
Good stuff. Good food. Great chili dogs.
Baby Merkins. Go!
Baby Merkins. That's what I'm talking about. We need it. I mean, the landing strip. You could do the Playboy. You could do the 70s porn shot.
Graham, it says you live in Santa Barbara. What do you do for real out there?
I manage a customer support group for Consumer Electronics Company.
What's that?
That's a lot of words
going all over the place there.
Yeah, people call up, they buy a product from us, and they call us, and we tell them how to use it.
Rock Hudson. He didn't have many friends, but he had neighbors up the ass.
What's funny about that?
What I don't get. Tell me, baby toupee, why is it funny? I don't get it.
Have you seen a picture of a baby with dreadlocks?
You're focused, for some reason, on babies.
Are you hoping you're going to get rich, Graham, with the toupees for the babies?
I'm hoping. I was kind of hoping it would be like the next.
How much money have you made so far? Go!
$100,000. $200,000.
We're talking with Graham Farrar, who is one of these sickos in our society, who is, I believe they call them diaper pale enthusiasts.
Yeah, they like to wear the stuff.
Now, right? My brother and I, we wear the adult diapers because we cannot control our bladder.
Only out of necessity, and as we discussed earlier, maybe a little laziness.
Why do you wear? Why are you into the baby stuff? Go!
I got a six-month-old baby, and she's the only one who let me dress her up.
You think it's cruel to put her in the hair, in the phony hair? Do you think that makes her, you know, sad, cry, upset?
She seems to like it. She smiles and laughs.
You know, there are these kids that, when they're traumatized as a child, I read an article that says they get all upset later in life, and then they do horrible things.
Upset is bad, right?
Upset's a bad thing.
David,
you don't want to upset a baby.
David Hasselhoff, good guy.
Maybe all the kids are going to need therapy later.
David Hasselhoff's baby.
Did you say therapy?
I did. For the guy who said that there'll be hell to pay.
That was David Hasselhoff's baby. she cut a wrist.
Do you have a David Hasselhoff wig with that nice big black curly hair?
David Hasselhoff called 911 from an airport. He's crazy. He's a good guy.
911, Graham, is the emergency number, right?
Yeah, or the baby toupee hotline.
You like talking about your baby toupees.
If I talk about anything, what do you
sounds to me like your fingers, if I could smell them, would probably smell like something bad. You're one of those guys.
Could you smell your fingers for us right now, Graham?
Yeah.
Could you smell them?
What do they smell like?
They probably smell like something.
Not good.
What do they smell like?
Smells like my sandwich.
What kind of sandwich you're eating? Now we're talking.
Yeah, this is a turkey sandwich with Swiss cheese on it, and it's hot and toasted, so it's all melted around.
Graham, how often you wash your hands?
I haven't yet today.
No, come on, tell us the truth.
Last time I washed them was probably in the shower.
You're trying to be funny, and we're doing a serious interview on Lay King. Folks, Anderson Cooper will be coming up later. More serious news interviews.
We want to thank Hugo Chavez for being
on
the show.
That's what my fingers smell like. They smell like Anderson Cooper.
Oh. Whoa. Where have your fingers been?
360.
Graham, we've loved talking about your baby toupees.
It's not often that we get floored during this segment.
360.
But you've managed to do it.
Graham Farrar's been talking about his fingers and his baby toupees.
Is there some website, some perverted website that, why do they call it a web?
He's confused, my brother.
Didn't we go over this already? We already did this, didn't we?
Do you have some .com thing?
Baby sluts.
Babysluts.com. That's not your website. I mean, but you do win the award for playing along the best.
You're the best. You're the best we've ever had.
Baby, it's not baby sluts. What's your website, Graham?
It's www.babytoupee.com.
Carrot Top! He's a funny man, isn't he?
Word association, Graham. We say a word, you say a word.
Carrot Top.
Go.
Funny. Oh, I'm sorry, I did it myself.
Redhead.
Here's another word for you. Kosher hot dog.
That's more than one word.
360? No.
360. He's obsessed with going 360.
Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Graham.
Thanks a lot for having me, guys.
Hold on a second.
Hold on, guys. We'll put you on with our producer.
Hold on a second.
Chris Castleberry.
God. Hi, Graham. Hey, how do you think it went?
That's just so all over the place.
Can't wait to have you back on. Good luck.
We're never having him back on again. We got all we want out of him.
I know.
Jesus Christ. All right.
Wow.
Good, good, good.
He did handle the Anderson Cooper question.
Yeah. He said it was confusing, hard to keep up, but a lot of fun.
Good. I think he got the spirit of it.
Thank you, Klaus, the artist formerly known as Kong.
Klaus von Spiewak.
Coming up on 6 o'clock on the East Coast, that means we're coming up on Buzz's News. And there is Bob right there.
Right.
How are you, Bob?
I'm well and ready to go.
Okay.
How about you, Bobby?
Hey, Buzz.
Bobber.
Yes. Buzz?
Yes.
Be a love and take us to break.
Don and Mike, go to break.
Is it really Don and Mike to break?
I mean, it could be if you'd like it to be. I thought Tom always said go to break.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
My apologies.
He has said Don and Mike to break before.
Yeah. Okay.
Can you do it in your best Tom Gavin impersonation?
Don and Mike, go to break.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.